You're listening to SBS News.
Key arrangements, security, and safety for Ukrainian shipping needs to be sorted before empty vessels can come in and pick up cargo from Ukraine using the new grains corridor. That's according to the United Nations, who helped facilitate a deal to unblock Ukraine's agricultural exports and ease the growing global food crisis. Shipping companies and those that insure them say vessels need to be assured that journeys are secure. The first ship carrying grain bound for Lebanon under a landmark deal with Russia was described as cargo of corn and hope. United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric says a plan for more shipping activity should be put together and cautiously implemented over the next few days.
What we've done is really created, through the MOU, created a climate where commercial operations can take place. Right, where commercial operations to export food, to export fertilizer from Russia can take place. The commercial market will function without the need of UN daily interference or operation.
President Volodymyr Zelensky shared details of the first shipment to leave the Black Sea port of Odessa.
Today, the implementation of the initiative regarding the export of Ukrainian grain and other agricultural products from our Black Sea ports has started. The first ship, which is carrying 26,000 tons of corn, as of now it's too early to make any conclusions and predict future events, but the port has commenced working, export movement has started, and this can be called the first positive sign that there is a chance to stop the development of the food crisis in the world.
The Ukrainian president added that there should be no illusions that Russia will not falter on its agreement to allow safe passage for exports of grain to offset a looming global food crisis.
Now everything depends on the implementation of security parameters of the initiative, and it's the responsibility of partners, first of all the United Nations and Turkey. We should not have any illusions that Russia will simply refrain from disrupting Ukrainian exports. Russia has consistently provoked hunger in African and Asian countries, traditionally importing significant amounts of Ukrainian food. And now in the conditions of extreme heat, as in Europe this year, there's also the threat of price crisis and certain food deficit for some European countries. We'll see how the agreements will work and whether there will be security.
U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says America is watching.
Russia has, of course, weaponized food and has effectively blockaded Ukraine's ports since the beginning of this crisis. And we urge Russia to meet its commitments under this new arrangement, including by facilitating unimpeded exports of agricultural products from Black Sea ports in order to ease the food insecurity around the world. So we're going to be watching it closely.
Mr. Kirby also announced that President Joe Biden approved an additional $550 million U.S. dollars in security assistance to Ukraine. This comes as United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned the world that humanity is just one misunderstanding, one miscalculation away from nuclear annihilation. Mr. Guterres gave the dire warning at the opening of the long-delayed high-level meeting to review the landmark 50-year-old treaty aimed at preventing the spread of nuclear weapons and eventually achieving a nuclear-free world.
Excellencies, the clouds that parted following the end of the Cold War are gathering once more. We have been extraordinarily lucky so far, but luck is not a strategy, nor is it a shield from geopolitical tensions boiling over into nuclear conflict. Today, humanity is just one misunderstanding, one miscalculation away from nuclear annihilation. We need the treaty of non-proliferation of nuclear weapons as much as ever.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken also attended the review conference of the parties to the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons at the UN. He says a nuclear war is an unwinnable war.
Getting back to the JCPOA remains the best outcome for the United States, for Iran, for the world. In January, President Biden and the leaders of the other NPT nuclear weapon states, China, France, Russia, the United Kingdom, all affirmed the principle that, and I quote, a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought.
Ukraine's Deputy Foreign Minister Mykola Tichetsky spoke at the UN and asked leaders to declare his nation a new nuclear weapon-free zone.
We firmly believe that the establishment of a new nuclear weapon-free zone, including the one of in our region, as well as the strengthening of the IAEA's system of safeguard, we are becoming more urgent task for non-proliferation regime. Ukraine is confident that every state will benefit from transformation of the CTBT into the peaceful international legal instrument.
He recounted the damage Russia has done to Ukraine and Ukrainians' lives.
Today is 159th day of full-scale war unleashed by NPT nuclear power against the NPT non-nuclear state. The Ukrainian critical infrastructure facility, public and residential areas, even school and hospitals, are under missiles and bombs attack every day. Thousands of educational and medical institutions, water and electricity network, were damaged and destroyed. The Russian leadership openly threatens the world with its ability to use nuclear weapons, backed by the clear calls to do so by Russian media.
President Zelensky says that over the past day, the situation on the battlefield has not changed significantly, with fierce fighting continuing in the south of the country, in Donbass, the Kharkiv region. Assalamu alaikum, SBS News.